Hey friends, this is Michael Bohm with Youth Apologetics Training. Today we have a special guest with us. We're going to be talking to Dr. Randy White. Now, Dr. Randy White, he's been a pastor since 1992. He's written several books, The Antichrist, The Three Statements of Thomas, and The Faith of Benjamin Franklin. Randy White also has he's got a radio show, Ask the Theologian, as well as his Word for the World broadcast. Dr. White's website is randywhiteministries.org. And I have Dr. Randy White on today to talk about the subject of this book, The Circle Maker, which is making its rounds amongst Christian circles. Oh, that was pretty bad, wasn't it? Dr. Randy White, welcome to the Youth Apologetics Training Podcast.
Thank you, Michael, and I am just thrilled to be with you and your listeners today.
Today, friends, we want to talk about this new thing that's been circulating around in, many churches. You find this in more of your Word of Faith churches, your Joel Osteen-type churches. It's making its rounds in the Emergent Church. It is this book by Mark Batterson called The Circle Maker. Randy, what is The Circle Maker?
Well, The Circle Maker is a runaway bestseller, New York Times bestseller, by Pastor Mark Batterson, who's a pastor in the New York area at National Community Church. And it has just taken root in so many churches, not only, as you mentioned, the Word of Faith type churches and the emergent churches, but sadly, it really has made a lot of inroads into what most people would consider kind of solid evangelical biblical churches, and even those churches would consider themselves that, and yet the discernment has just gone out the window on this one, because The Circle Maker is a book supposedly about prayer. We'll talk about this more in a moment. It's really not about prayer, but people buy it and read it thinking it's a book about prayer. And so prayer ministries are getting it, they're buying it for their members, they're having circle maker prayer groups that join together, they're doing book studies of the book, and they're going away feeling like they really have tapped into a new secret about prayer, and now their prayer lives are going to be positive and powerful, and their churches are going to grow and reach more people, and that they're doing this wonderful biblical model. And the truth is that there is nothing really biblical about this model at all. In fact, I think it's dangerous, even to the point of I think it introduces witchcraft into the church.
I agree. My wife and I both have a background in witchcraft before we were saved, of course. And a lot of the things that I'm seeing as I'm going through studying this Circle Maker is, guys, it sounds like witchcraft. It really does.
I was looking actually just yesterday. I just sort of stumbled across someone had mentioned a book about the witchcraft written by you help me if I got my terminology wrong, but written by a witch. It was a Wicca instruction book, and this particular author who claims to be a witch actually has a chapter about circle making, and she develops her chapter about circle making based upon Honey the Circle Maker, which is the exact same thing that Mark Batterson does in his book. So Wicca and Christianity are using the same legend to build in Wicca incantations and in many Christian circles to build their so-called prayers together, and just such gullibility by the Christian community today to say, wait a minute, why do we need a legend of a circle maker named Honey in order to give us powerful prayer lives and prayer ministries? And again, discernment gone out the window.
You know what? Since you brought that up, let's talk about Honey here in a couple minutes. Really quick, now, Mark Batterson, he's got several different books out on this subject. Did you want to mention those real quick?
Sure.
It's a
series, really, if you will, on that has happened. And this is what the Christian community is doing so many times. If something sells a few copies, then they will market it to death. And that's what has happened here, because now you've got not only the main Circle Maker book, but you've got a 40-day prayer challenge called Draw the Circle. There's a parents, a book for parents, Praying Circles Around Your Children. There's a children's book, which is very dangerous. It's got beautiful pictures in it, and it is totally devoid of scripture. And it's called The Circle Maker for Kids, and it tells the story of Honey the Circle Maker. There's a Circle Maker prayer journal. There's a Circle Maker student edition. There's a four-session study guide for small groups. There's a little pocket guide to circle making, the solution to 10,000 problems, it's called, and on Be a Circle Maker. And this, they have just run this into the ground in terms of trying to get it into the hands of gullible Christians across America, around the world, and unfortunately, it's working. And those doing it are Christian leaders and Christian publishers like Zondervan and Lifeway and others that seem to be more concerned about selling books and products and making a profit than they do about putting solid biblical material in front of their customers.
Yeah. Zondervan, to take a rabbit trail, from what I understand, it's owned by Rupert Murdoch, which is the same guy that owns many other publishing companies. And if you know anything about that guy, I mean, he's the same one that publishes the Satanic Bible. So, yeah, Zondervan's got a lot of really good books, but you can tell that, well, you get an impression from them that if it's going to sell, they'll carry it.
That's but exactly
if
right.
If it's really Christian, yeah.
Right. There's no doctrinal standards. But sadly, those Zondervan, the publisher there, you can go to all the major Christian bookstores and pick up a copy of the book as well. And the organizations like Lifeway Christian Resources that should have some doctrinal standards, and even their papers and their trustees say they have doctrinal standards, but when it comes down to it, this book doesn't align with the doctrinal standards of Lifeway, and yet they sell it anyway, which says it really the doctrinal standard is money.
Right. If it feels Christian, then it passes the test.
Yes, and there's probably some of your listeners already who have read the book because it is such a bestseller, and they came away from it saying that book really helped my prayer life. That book helped my walk with God. This book just feels so right, and I hope that they will stick with it and listen here because feelings are very dangerous to go by. You know, the devil comes and disguises himself as an angel of light. Let me paraphrase that very loosely and a little bit dangerously, I looked at, but to say that I think the devil comes and disguises himself as a good feeling, and the work that he does is not going to feel like, hey, I've just been introduced into witchcraft and I'm going down the road of Wicca. Now that would be way too plain, but to have the book be put out by Zondervan and written by a pastor and to be about prayer and about reaching people and to be encouraging all through to along the way and really help me to almost lift myself up and be a better person and achieve my dreams for God. What could be wrong with this? And that we fail to be good Bereans, as the scripture says, and check it all with the scripture. And I think if the reader will look and say, well, I know this feels good, but are the declarations of this book accurate? Is the use of scripture in this book accurate? And what you find is Mark Batterson makes some declarations that are completely inaccurate and unbiblical, and he uses scripture in such a way that it is very much pick and choose and twist and turn and pervert and use for selfish reasons.
Who is Mark Batterson, really quick?
Mark Batterson is the pastor of the National Community Church in Washington, D.C., which even on the cover of the book, it says is one of America's 25 most innovative churches. That ought to be enough to cause someone a little concerned right there to say, well, okay, wait a minute. what kind of innovation have they brought? And it is some people would call it an emergent church, mixed with Word of Faith, and it is a church filled with young, vibrant, good-looking young people. And anyone who can do that today is put at the forefront of Christian leadership. If they can gather that group of millennials together and all that that energy and that potential and have them all together, honestly, it doesn't matter what their doctrine is, what direction they're going. If a pastor does that today, he's put forth as a great Christian leader, and this is what we need to do because it's reaching that generation. And the truth is, it's reaching that generation, honestly, not for Christianity. I don't know what it's reaching for, but certainly not for biblical Christianity.
Well, okay, so tell me about this book. Tell me about The Circle Maker.
The Circle Maker comes together on built upon a legend, and again, let's talk about that in a moment, but of a man named Honi the Circle Maker, and it starts out telling about this ancient Jewish sage, as you would call it in the book, that that began to pray for rain and drew a circle and said, "I'm not getting out of this circle until it rains." And with that kind of, you know what, from another point of view, what we would call a selfish, infantile request, arrogant demand before God, that becomes the premise of the book, that since it, in the legend, did rain, then what we need to do is start drawing circles and get inside those circles and be persistent in our prayers. And what you have really is the book, though, again, it says it's about prayer. I think that the premise of the book is defined perhaps even on page 25. He says, "Define, claim your promise, spell your miracle." And what Batterson does is help people define their dreams and reach them. It is a self-promotion, self-accomplishment book under the guise of prayer.
That sounds like the prosperity gospel in a sense.
It's very much the prosperity gospel. Name it and claim it is exactly what it is all the way through.
Now, one of the things you mentioned in one of your audios is bold prayers honor God, and God honors bold prayers. Another thing that he mentions in the book is God is for you. If you do believe it, then you'll pray big, audacious prayers, which will change the trajectory of your life. It's all about you, and there's this element of, yes, the prosperity gospel. There's the name it and claim it, word of faith. If I believe it, if I can visualize it, again, that kind of overlaps into witchcraft as well, visualization, then I'm going to get what I want.
That's exactly right. And one of the premises of this book that is just given over and over and over again is that statement that you mentioned, that Mark Batterson gives bold prayers honor God, and God honors bold prayers. That's Batterson's words. Now, when you hear a declaration like that, you ought to stop and say, well, is that true? That bold prayers honor God and God honors bold prayers. Now,
it sounds good.
It does sound good. But when you begin to question it, first of all, where does the Bible teach that bold prayers honor God and God honors bold prayers? Even when it comes, for example, to the model prayer, you know, give us this day our daily bread. How bold is that? honestly, that is a very simple day-to-day life needs kind of prayer. And this is how Jesus taught us to pray. And pray about everything with prayer and supplication, make a request, be made known to God. And, you know, a bold prayer might honor God, but I could, you know, dream up right now 1,001, and you could as well, bold prayers that don't honor God. And sometimes the more bold, brash, audacious they are, the more dishonoring to God that they would be. And as you consider this, it doesn't have anything to do with the whether or not your prayer is bold and brash. what matters is your prayer within the will of God. That's the kind of prayer within the will of God that God honors and that honors God. And I think we can come up with big dreams all day long, and this is so much, I think one of the reasons that the book is so popular is because it says what Americans want to hear. And if you say what Americans want to hear, then, you know, it's going to work. And this is a book about how you can dream big and accomplish your dreams. That is such an American word that we want to hear, that, man, this tells us how to be successful. Maybe it's in our church, in our business, and so much of this book is about it's success stories of people in business and people in churches that achieved some wonderful successes, and it's a motivational book is what it is, all, again, under the guise of prayer. And I think if we would just strip some of the cover off of this and say, ladies and gentlemen, we want you to come to a prayer meeting at church tonight. We're going to use some Wicca practices, and we're going to build some things off legend, and we're going to pray some prayers that will enrich us and make us rich and successful in this world. What would people say? Wait a minute. That's not a prayer meeting. I'm not going to that. What's going on here?
But, somebody get a rope.
Yeah, we cover just enough with some scripture misuse, and we'll put out these little comments like bold prayers on God and God on his bold prayers. And again, without some discernment, a listener, a reader, a person in the church, someone who's not going to the Word of God and measuring this according to God's Word, they can be taken in. I remember that old, I think it was a Disney song, actually, Peter Pan or something about the old crocodile. Don't be taken in by his welcome grin. He's imagining how well you fit within his skin. you know, that crocodile is in this book very much. Got a welcome grin, but it's ready to swallow you.
Okay, I'm going to stop right there. Again, friends, that's Dr. Randy White of randywhiteministries.org. By the way, if you're in the Katy, Texas area, First Baptist Church of Katy, Texas. So, right, if you're in that area, check them out. Tomorrow we're going to pick right up with this interview right where we left off today. There's so much more to discuss. So, anyway, with that, I love you guys, and I'll see you tomorrow.